Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town. A dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's bring in Stephen Portnoy this morning. It's going to be debate night tomorrow night with J.D. Vance and Tim Walz. Stephen, what should we expect?
Well, we can expect a debate tomorrow night on CBS. This is a face-off between the Minnesota governor, Tim Walz. Secretary Pete Buttigieg of the Transportation Department is playing J.D. Vance in the debate prep, and Vance has Minnesota Congressman and House Majority Whip Tim Emmer playing Walz. Now, I expect that J.D. Vance is going to try to go after Walz for his military record, for his retirement from the National Guard in 2005 at a time when Vance argues Walz knew or should have known that his unit was going to be deployed to Iraq. He's likely to talk about the fact that Walz claimed to be carrying weapons in war, even though he was never deployed overseas to a war zone. I expect Vance will highlight the Biden-era immigration policies as a failure. He will defend what he himself has called his creation of a story in Springfield, Ohio, about immigrants eating household pets. He's likely to blast Tim Walz for his handling of the violence in Minneapolis in 2020 after George Floyd's killing. Of course, J.D. Vance is Yale law educated, and was seen as something of a statesman in his 2022 Republican Senate primary debate. Now, Tim Walz is likely to highlight Vance's changing positions on Trump, once describing Trump as America's Hitler. He's likely to play up what Vance and Trump have been saying about people eating household pets in Springfield, Ohio. Likely to play on Vance's unpopularity with the public. Our 538 polling average has Vance 11 points underwater. Also likely to call Vance and Trump weird, as Walz is wont to do. Now, Walz is an experienced high school teacher. He's an experienced high school coach. He was a member of the House for several terms, and he's a two-term governor of Minnesota, but he has admitted he's not an experienced debater. In fact, he, in one exchange with Harris, expressed a bit of anxiety about not wanting to let her down. Let's see how it all plays out tomorrow night in a New York City studio, which once was home to Captain Kangaroo at the CBS Broadcast Center in New York. The moderators are expected to leave it to the candidates to fact-check one another, and importantly, a difference from the past two debates, the microphones will be left on at all times, but CBS says it reserves the right to mute the microphones if it chooses.
Captain Kangaroo, which will be wonkier, that or the debate tomorrow? You know, usually this is like the B show, but for this election cycle, it kind of might be the final word of the campaign that a lot of people are paying attention to with no other debate scheduled.
Donald Trump has said that it's too late to have another debate. Kamala Harris says she stands ready to have another face-off. She says the country deserves to see one.
Stephen, thank you. Stephen Portnoy joining us from Washington this morning.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So there's this election coming up, a big one, and one guy's been indicted. People are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.